Shows of every kind invite the crowd. Shows that make us grip our seats with excitement.
A sample of the marvelous freaks you'll see for the price of a small bin.
Internet Freak Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Internet Freak Show. So, these last few episodes of this podcast, I kind of feel like I've taken it easy on you guys. We've covered a mysterious commenter who's always posting about key lime pies, one of the first fake internet personas, a visionary who had a hand in the live streaming movement, and other pretty innocuous pieces of internet history. But now, let's dive a little deeper into the disturbing and horrible parts of the web. This episode will not be good for young listeners, so please do keep small ears away from this episode. And if you're sensitive to topics like pedophilia and cannibalism, it's probably best for you to turn off this episode. This is a story about how the internet played a role in both the propagation and the collapse of a large, multinational network of child pornographers. We know from shows like To Catch a Predator that sometimes law enforcement will pose online to bait potential or active predators into a trap. And that's how this story starts. An agent chatted online with a group of people who fantasized about kidnapping, raping, killing, and eating small toddlers and infants. A man named Robert DeDuca, a hotel manager, husband, and father of three small children, went by the name Baby Todd online. He chatted with informants and other members of this pedophile ring, where he admitted to raping and abusing children. Agents were able to trace those chats that he conducted back to the hotel that he managed. And during a chat with the informant, DeDuca turned his webcam on to masturbate. They were able to get images of his face. They used those images in a reverse image search to find the man's identity, only to find his photo on a website for DeLorean owners. Now, there are very few DeLorean owners, obviously, so digging through DMV records to find DeDuca proved to be quite easy. After his arrest, police confiscated DeDuca's computer and found over 27,000 child pornography images on SD cards. For his part in the pedophile ring, DeDuca was sentenced to 18 years in prison. But before his arrest, at the FBI agent's request, DeDuca sent him a very explicit photo of a young boy being raped. This one photo was picked apart meticulously and ultimately was the beginning of the end for this online ring of cannibal pedophiles. This particular photo was of an 18-month-old, half-dressed and clinging to a stuffed bunny. The photo was forwarded to Interpol, an agency not bound by national jurisdictions. A Dutch investigator immediately pointed out that the stuffed bunny was a character known as Miffy, who is featured in many stories in Dutch children's books. The orange sweater was traced to a shop in Amsterdam, which had only sold a small handful of these particular sweaters. When images of this young child started circulating in local media to help find the perpetrator, it didn't take long for the parents to be contacted and arrests made. Robert Mickelsons, a 27-year-old daycare worker, had cared for the boy, and he was arrested. On his personal computer, they found thousands and thousands and thousands of images similar to the original bunny image. The victim in these images ranged from the oldest, who was a 4-year-old, to the youngest, who was a shocking 19 days old. Mickelsons confessed to raping 80 children during his time as a daycare worker. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison and then indefinite psychiatric commitment. So Mickelsons was the second domino to fall in this pedophile ring, but he was not the last. The two computers confiscated from Mickelsons and DeDuca turned out to be a goldmine for investigators, leading to dozens more suspects over several continents. So, at this point in our story, two people have been arrested, and thousands of images had been obtained, along with several dozen more suspects and leads from the confiscation of those computers. The dominoes were starting to fall, and police were dedicated to finding as many of these perpetrators as possible. Following the thread of chats and images from these confiscated computers, they found images created by a man named Michael Arnett out of Kansas. One of these photos Arnett had created was of a 2-year-old boy in a roasting pan inside of an oven. The chats that Arnett participated in were extremely, extremely disturbing. He fantasized about abducting, raping, killing, and eating children. For Arnett, Thankfully, he never fulfilled his cannibalistic fantasies, as far as we know, but he did confess to abusing three boys. All three were identified and found alive, thankfully. Another four men were arrested after reading transcripts on Arnett's computer fantasizing about killing and eating children. One of these men was a man named Ronald Brown, a puppeteer in Florida, who had made some appearances on local children's television, like a show called Joy Junction. Now, I'm going to play a clip from one of these episodes now, and while these voices sound identical, this is actually meant to show a conversation between Brown and his ventriloquist dummy.
And when I got over there, I noticed that some of the kids were kind of giggling and laughing, you know, and I wondered why they were doing that. Well, why were they doing it? Well, they said, Marty, come over here and take a look at our pictures. So I walked on over there and I took a look. And do you know what it was? What was it, Marty? Well, it was in Arizona, I'll tell you that right now. Ron, they were looking at some dirty pictures and they wanted me to look too. Well, Marty, what did you do? Well, I said, look, guys, I like you a lot and I want to play with you, but I can't look at those pictures. I just can't do it. Well, what did they say, Marty? They said, oh, Marty, come on. Your parents are in the house. No one will see. Well, what did you say? I said, that may be true, but I know someone who will see, and that's God. That's right, Marty. You know, that kind of reminds me of a verse I'm thinking of in the Bible that's found in 2 Timothy 2:22. And it says that you should run away from anything that will give you evil thoughts. And as your companions, you should have friends who have pure and clean thoughts and will only give you good ideas. Well, you know what I decided to do? What's that, Marty? I decided to turn around and go right back home. Well, Marty, I'm real proud of you for that. And some of the kids were kind of laughing at me, too. Well, that's okay, Marty. I think they will respect you for your opinion. And, you know, I'm glad you weren't wishy-washy. I'm glad you remained firm in your belief that looking at those kind of things is wrong. I'm real proud of you, Marty, for the decision you made.
Hey, I'm proud of you, too, Marty. Hey, Professor! You mean that is...
I got my wishy-washy machine here.
That is a wishy-washy machine.
So, pretty chilling conversation in light of what ultimately happened with Brown. Arnett and Brown would chat via Yahoo Messenger and fantasize together about killing and eating children. One of these transcripts reads like this. Brown, he would make a fine Easter feast. Arnett, yes, his thighs and butt cheeks would be fantastic for Easter. Brown, I agree. You could be spending today parting him out, getting a pan ready for the butt and thighs. Arnett, I would have time to do it today if only I had him. I would have been up all night enjoying him. Brown, I'm sure, telling him about what his last day as a boy will entail. Arnett, I imagine his eyes would be just about ready to bug out. Brown, wet with tears, so scared and helpless. Arnett, probably trembling, trying to imagine his body being cut up and eaten. Brown, thinking about how much it will hurt to be chopped up. Arnett, I can assure him that he won't feel a thing because he will be dead by then. Brown, his mind not thinking like a big boy anymore, fear reducing him back to the level of a five-year-old, terrified and crying. Arnett, maybe I can tell him that he is a big boy now and he will be able to take it. I could give him a choice on how he wants to go. Brown, that would be nice of you, smiley emoji. Give him choices, all of which end in him being cut up and eaten. So I know that these chat transcripts are long and they're difficult to read and difficult to hear me talking about, I'm sure. And these bizarre and twisted fantasies go on for pages and pages and pages over months of chatting. Arnett and Brown claim that these chats are just fantasies and they never actually follow through. But as we noted in the Lopatka podcast, it is hard to say never or always when it comes to people like this. Fantasies escalate. And while there is no proof of any murder or cannibalism with Brown and Arnett, there is definitely proof of them abusing children. Brown was sentenced to 20 years for child pornography charges. Arnett was sentenced to 30 years for his part in the creation and distribution of child pornography. The arrests of Arnett and Brown led to even more evidence on more perpetrators. Agents and investigators painstakingly went through the photos and videos they'd collected, using clues to find the abused children. On one video that they obtained from these computers, they used a TV playing in the background in the order of the commercials being played to track down a very specific time that video was recorded. The carpet and furniture in the video was traced back to a hotel in California. In the background of another photo, they saw a water bottle that, when enhanced, displayed the name of a local swim center. These clues allowed investigators to track down the children and the perpetrators and make more arrests. As more people in this pedophile ring are arrested and more evidence collected, it leads to more clues, more victims, and more arrests. The last reference I found to this case was in 2012, and at that point, 43 men had been arrested, with more arrests expected. So you might listen to this podcast and choose to focus on the negative parts of this, right? The internet allowed a sprawling child pornography ring over several continents with dozens of people participating, producing child porn and fantasizing about even worse crimes. This kind of evil couldn't spread so quickly without the internet. But for me, I'm choosing to focus on the positive here. The internet also allowed investigators to find and arrest these psychopaths. It allowed them to reach out to other agencies and compare notes and track down that bunny in the shirt that started this house of cards to fall. Unfortunately, we can't stop people from using the internet for nefarious purposes. There will always be sickos out there in search of their next victims. We can, however, learn to beat them at their own game, infiltrate their circles, take down the perpetrators. As a father of two small children myself, I'm thankful for the internet, and especially the law enforcers who play their roles in bringing down criminals and save lives. I want to finish this episode by talking a bit about the defenses that these criminals used in court. Deduca claimed that his issues started when he himself was raped as a child by a Boy Scout leader. Most of them said that fantasizing isn't a crime at all. Most took the defense that child pornography is a victimless crime, and that the true crime is the creation of the porn, not the distribution. I hope it's clear that distribution of child pornography is not a victimless crime, and deserves to be punished, even if the perpetrators never laid a hand on a child. Thank you for listening to this episode of Internet Freak Show. Remember to visit internetfreakshow.com to find episode transcripts, videos, and photos related to the stories you hear about here. Also check out the Internet Freak Show Instagram for photos related to the stories. And for more podcasts, or if you want to start your own podcast, check out the Geek Nerdery Podcasting Network at geeknerdery.com. Please do leave reviews on Apple Podcasts if you can. That helps other people find the show and keeps me motivated to keep making episodes. Thank you to those of you who have already left reviews. Next time on Internet Freak Show, we'll be doing another episode that is pretty dark and disturbing. It's the murder of Bianca Devins. We'll see you next time, Internet. Geek Nerdery.